Hello and welcome to Health Runnings, a program of the Ministry of Health. The Ministry's surveillance system has been detecting cases of influenza since the start of the year, and so has prepared the health sector to deal with any possible increase in cases. This week, we will take a look at influenza and what you can do to protect yourself from infection. Thank you for joining us. I'm Stephanie Shaw-Smith. It is estimated that during yearly outbreaks of influenza around the world, there are 3 to 5 million cases of severe illness and about 250,000 to 500,000 deaths. Jamaica experiences influenza cases each year, especially during the cooler months. Since this is the time of year we generally have increased cases of influenza, the Ministry of Health, through its National Emergency Operations Center, has been putting measures in place to prepare the health sector for any possible increase in the number of influenza cases. Here's Director of Health Service Planning and Integration in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Lundy Richards.
The Ministry has been monitoring all the symptoms associated with influenza viruses through its surveillance system and has noted an increase in cases over the past 6 weeks. As a result, doctors have been advised to report cases of influenza on suspicion within 24 hours. We have confirmed 10 cases since the start of the year and so far identified 2 strains of influenza viruses that are circulating among the population. 9 of the 10 cases are H1N1. That 9 includes 1 death. We have been strengthening our systems and increasing our supplies of medication to deal with this increase.
Influenza is a viral respiratory illness that presents with symptoms including fever, sore throat, cough, stuffy nose, headache, and body aches and fatigue. Nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea may also be experienced. Influenza viruses are mainly spread from person to person through droplets produced while coughing or sneezing, or by persons touching surfaces contaminated with droplets. There's a lot that you can do to reduce your risk of getting influenza viruses, as well as those around you. You can protect yourself and others from infection by observing proper hygiene practices.
So therefore, persons should take the following precautions. Clean hands frequently with soap and water. Cover mouth and nose when sneezing or coughing. Control the spread of germs by avoid touching of the eyes, the nose, the mouth with your dirty hands. Avoid contact with persons with flu-like symptoms. Avoid intimate contact, including handshaking and kissing.
That was Director Health Service Planning and Integration in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Lundy Richards. And that's the end of this week's program. Join us again next week. Send your questions or feedback to mohprja@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, it's your health, you're in charge. Get healthy, stay healthy, be healthy. I'm Stephanie Shaw-Smith.